This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the time of year when millions of Americans make resolutions. In many cases, they're the same resolutions as your friends and neighbors, maybe even the same resolution you have made in years past, a resolution to lose some weight. NPR science correspondent Shankar Vedantam joins us regularly to talk about social science research. He's here now to talk about a study that explored one dimension of making that resolution work. Shankar, what is it?
Well, I spoke with Anne Klesse. She works at Tilburg University in the Netherlands, and she said she got the idea to study this one factor that affects weight loss resolutions by looking at a television commercial recently.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is.
There's one commercial for a cereal brand which actually targets women that want to lose weight. And in this commercial, there's a woman who wants to fit in a very nice dress. And to make herself more motivated, she puts a picture of a skinny model wearing this dress on her fridge and on the vending machine.
Okay, aspirations. That's what she wants to aim for.
Exactly. I mean, the idea is that every time she sees the model on the fridge or the vending machine, it serves as motivation. And you see the same idea in health magazines in the checkout line at the supermarket. You know, the six things you can do to lose weight by the summer. And all the men's magazines show these guys with washboard abs. And all the women's magazines show these skinny women in bikinis. Now, the research has been mixed so far about what the effect is of these models. I mean, so some of the research says, you know, seeing these people actually serves to lower our self-esteem because most of us realize that we can't be like
those
people.
I'll never look like that.
Exactly.
So you give up.
But there's other research that says we can also be inspired by them. We can sort of say, well, maybe that's the kind of person I want to be or that's the kind of body image I'd like to have. And so I'm going to try and work harder to try and figure out if it's possible.
No.
And what Klesse said is, let's try and figure out what actually works. Let's measure to see whether these models motivate us or demotivate us.
Okay, so how do you measure that?
So what she did is she set up a set of experiments. She brought in about 100 female volunteers who wanted to lose weight, and she gave them all diaries to keep track of what it was they were eating over time. This is a classic weight loss technique. Here was the experimental trick. Some of the volunteers got a diary, and on the cover of the diary, there was a picture of this really, really skinny model, this skinny woman.
Uh-huh.
And every page of the diary featured a picture of that really skinny woman. The other volunteers got diaries with the neutral image. They just got a picture of a measuring tape, right? What do you think happened, Steve?
I'm guessing that the people with the diaries with the skinny woman either stopped keeping the diary or lied.
Well, neither. So they kept the diary, but what Klesse found is that the people who had the diary with the skinny model, they had a dramatically different outcome than the women who got the neutral image.
Those people that saw the diary without the model on top, they were actually able to lose weight. Surprisingly, the people that were in the model condition were not able to lose weight, and even worse, they actually slightly gained weight.
Okay, so looking at the ideal actually caused people to do worse in these weight loss regimens.
That's exactly right. And what the researchers found is that both groups of women did about the same at the start of the weight loss program. They stuck to their aims and goals. But after a few days, the women who were constantly seeing this very, very skinny model, they essentially fell off the wagon. And Klesse told me that she can understand what was happening in the minds of these volunteers.
Being constantly exposed before and after eating, every time I'm writing in my diary, I'm reminded on this very skinny model, and the idea comes up that it is not attainable for me.
Okay, you mentioned women were being studied here. Does the same idea apply to men?
Well, I think the short answer is we don't know, Steve. I mean, speaking just for myself, seeing pictures of all those guys with the washboard abs has done nothing for my abs. I was speaking with a science desk colleague of mine, Allison Aubrey, and she proposed an experiment where the guys were getting diaries which featured not pictures of guys with washboard abs, but pictures with the really skinny woman. And they said, could that have an effect on what the guys did? Now, of course, that would not only be a different experiment, it might even be a different kind of experiment.
Okay, well, we'll see if she manages to get into that. Shankar, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Shankar Vedantam. He regularly joins us to talk about social science research. He's also on Twitter. He's at Hidden Brain. You can also follow this program at Morning Edition, at NPR Green, and at NPR Inskeep.